Europe.
Frontline medicine. Combat and casualties. Hell, horror and heroism in Ukraine's battlefield hospitals.
Cut deep into the innards of a southern front, Ukraine's first underground hospital feels like something out of a James Bond movie. State-of-the-art gadgetry begins with admissions. Wounded soldiers arrive directly from the battlefield, in cars, in ambulances, on quad bikes. They're assessed and color-coded into modules by urgency. Red zone cases for immediate operations, yellow zone for other treatment. Alongside an operating theater, enclosed in steel barrels several meters below ground level, is an intensive care unit. There is even a laboratory for blood tests. The center is set up for sophisticated operations, bone repair, soft tissue reconstruction, arterial bypass surgery. This is a Role 2 facility, the second of four treatment tiers from frontline triage to tertiary hospital care. Those stable enough are whisked off to Role 3 facilities, approximately 30 kilometers away. The rest are stabilized here, a little over 10 kilometers from the contact line. The hospital's immaculately joined wooden beams, chosen over concrete to soften shrapnel in the event of a strike, project a deceptive warmth, like being in a Scandinavian sauna. The drones and glide bombs that terrorize the skies outside make clear that this is not a place to relax. Ukraine's medics are here, underground, not by choice. Like the soldiers they treat, they are among the hunted. Evhen, the hospital's chief medical officer, grunts at the idea that Russia might obey the Geneva Conventions, which forbid targeting medical units. They don't even know what that means, he says. To the Russians, doctors are force multipliers. They patch up soldiers and send them back to fight, and are hard to replace. Ukraine now tells its medics to remove every marking that might set them apart. If you put a Red Cross on a car, you'll be fired on within 15 minutes. The goal is still to get wounded soldiers from the front line to a Role 2 treatment within an hour, but drones drag out the process. That can mean life or death, limb or no limb. Leave a tourniquet on for more than a few hours, and tissue damage is irreversible. Ukraine believes survival on the battlefield is the key to regaining the edge in a war that has become largely attritional. The underground hospitals are a key part of the puzzle, says Roman Kuzov, the 35-year-old doctor who helped design them. A technocratic planner with experience of working as a surgeon in Europe, Dr. Kuzov has quickly risen through the Ukrainian ranks, from local hospital chief to medical commander of the entire eastern and southern front. He lets data guide him to new standards and protocols. Swiping through images on his smartphone, a surreal blend of family photos and flesh wounds, Dr. Kuzov reveals the choices his teams face daily. He pulls up a photo of a man with a gaping hole in his upper body, a kidney sliced in two, and a 30-centimeter slab of missile metal that had been lodged deep in his midriff. Did he make it? Remarkably, yes. Another soldier, this time with a deep gash across his back, part of his spine missing, organs spilling out. That man survived surgery, but died 2 days later. A third clip shows a soldier in his 30s convulsing violently as he tries to drink a cup of water. What was happening here? Hydrophobia, the commander says, an extreme aversion to water. The soldier had rabies, caused by a single bite from a cat, and it was too late to save him. The army saw a handful of such cases before culling wild animals in the area. Almost 3 years of war have brought Ukraine's army doctors a mountain of unexpected challenges. Drones have largely rewritten the rulebook on battlefield wounds. The numbers are rocketing, and the attacks are more persistent, more targeted. The golden hour, NATO doctrine for evacuating a soldier to proper care within 60 minutes, has become something closer to fiction. Chemical weapons have returned to the field too, with reappearance of agents like chloropicrin, a poison gas first seen in the trenches of the First World War. Used to flush out Ukrainians from their trenches and foxholes, the gas attacks the soft tissues of the respiratory system. At higher doses, it kills. The demands have seen Ukrainian military medicine develop fast. Today's setup is unrecognizable from 7 years ago, when Dr. Kuzov first began working with the army. He tracks Russian social media to gauge how well he's doing. He is usually happy with the comparison with Russian frontline medicine. It's the Second World War over there. But the demands and need to stay ahead are relentless. The Ministry of Defense has just approved another 20 Role 2 underground hospitals. There have been mistakes and thousands who could have been saved, but Russia's war without limits would test the resources of any military medical service, Dr. Kuzov insists. All-out war gives you 1 or 2 months to study and adapt. NATO countries ought to be thinking how they would cope, he says. Honestly, they are not prepared. They wouldn't know what's hit them.